mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have an amazing lady joining us coming up later in the broadcast on this live September 20th, 2006 edition. She has produced 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions, part one of a three-part series, and it hit Google Video a few days ago and has already caused a firestorm on the web. I had a chance a few weeks ago to see the film, and we now have here in the office 500 copies of it. In fact, we are one of the very first sites, news websites, to have the new film. And again, it's one thing to watch it on Google Video. That is a shadow of actually having the high-quality DVD. 9/11 Mysteries available right now at Infowars.com. And she will be joining us coming up a little bit later in the broadcast. We also have the Village Voice reporter who did one of the more fair pieces on the 9/11 truth movement, titled Fakes on a Plane. He is scheduled to be joining us in studio today to talk 9/11. We will have open phones as well. I've got some comments on the coup d'etat over the putsch over in Thailand. Also, the warning to the world heeded as leaders expose state terror. Chavez, Ahmadinejad cite 9/11 in an attempt to counter fake war provocations. We'll be getting into that. Also, Colorado State professor, one of the top global experts on climatology, disputes global warming is human-caused. Now, he believes in global warming, but he believes the mathematical evidence and the models show it's being caused by the sun, ladies and gentlemen. Exactly what I've been saying, not that it's hard to figure that out. And I don't believe you can call this, from the evidence I've seen, true global warming. It's global climate change is what we're really facing here. Also, a really scary trio of reports here. This is the first one's out of Jerusalem Post. Expert, tactical nukes needed to blast Iranian defenses. So we'll cover that. That meshes with retired colonel. We are conducting military operations inside Iran right now. The evidence is overwhelming. We have a little CNN clip of him saying it on Wolf Blitzer, but it's probably just better to just read the transcript itself. And another report here out of the Christian Science Monitor. Study calls Iran the biggest beneficiary of U.S. war on terror. And then speaking of national sovereignty, everyone is freaking out in Houston right now over the fact that the school admits that they had a Pledge of Allegiance to the Mexican flag. This is being done all over the United States, and I'm glad that people in their little cocoon down in Houston figured this out, and now people are going absolutely nuts. Again, there are 10 towns. I kept saying 7. I looked it up. There are now 10 towns that fly the Mexican flag in Texas. No American flag allowed. No English allowed in court. And all over the country, they take the American flag down. They stomp on it in huge rallies at federal buildings, at state buildings. And the police sit there like total cowards and let them do it. This is only the beginning. Wait until every U.S. city's burned down. And I am predicting that in the next decade, you're going to see illegal aliens, probably sooner, rioting and burning major cities to the ground. And the government will not stop them, but they will send troops and police out to shoot you if you defend your home against these hordes. This has been the plan all along, and I'll cover that as well. So there's a big freak out going on over this. Hey, get ready to pledge allegiance to the rag, the white, red, and green flag of the one of the most corrupt countries in the world. It's of the New World Order's own heart, and it's being given the United States.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have the maker of the new 9/11 film, 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions. Really impressive. Joining us coming up in the next hour, then in the third hour, in studio, Ed Halter. He is an author, and of course, he also writes for The Village Voice, did one of the more fair pieces we've seen in the mainstream news on 9/11 and the 9/11 truth movement. So that is coming up. In the meantime, my friends, I do want to have open phones, and I do want to cover a lot of the different news reports that are out there. But right now, let me just get into this report first. This is by Paul Joseph Watson. It says, a warning to the world heeded as leaders expose state terror. Chavez, Ahmadinejad cite 9/11 in attempt to counter fake war provocations, fearing that they are the next targets of the U.S.-led imperial New World Order. Leaders of foreign nations are beginning to understand that by drawing attention to the use of staged provocations and staged terror, that they may be able to move one step ahead of the world of public opinion and avoid the wrath of the neo-fascist. In July of 2005, we released an article entitled a warning to the world, which called for all governments who still operate outside the control of the globalists to come forward and join humanity in unveiling the real terrorists who are attempting to deform the world into a prison planet. This was a plea for all credible whistleblowers, and especially those within government, to shine a spotlight on the true face of terrorism. We are calling on all whistleblowers to reveal themselves now and stand with us in the corner of truth and the future of the species. These bastards are indiscriminate killers and are withholding information. Only paints a bigger target on your forehead. Your words need to be heard, we wrote. On a governmental level, the challenge is here before you. Either scream from the rooftops about government-orchestrated terrorism, or sit back and watch your country become a victim of it as it is wrestled away from your hands and placed in the domain of a black and cancerous global dictatorship. And within months, Iranian leadership went public. Many other leaders in the world went public. We're not claiming credit with the article we wrote at PrisonPlanet.com, though it was reposted in many foreign newspapers and major news websites, including in Iran. Certainly they did begin to respond. That challenge is now being answered, not simply because of our article, but due to increased exposure of 9/11 and a clearer understanding of how governments create crises in order to justify wars. The crescendo, if credible individuals blowing the whistle on government-sponsored terror, has increased exponentially. I think that's a typo there, Paul. The crescendo, if credible individuals blowing the whistle on government-sponsored terror, has increased exponentially. Not only did we witness a coming together of academics, scientists, and former government officials with the birth of the 9/11 Scholars for Truth, but a number of world leaders used their platform to warn the world of Western state-sponsored terror. In May of this year, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad addressed 9/11 complicity in a letter to the U.S. government. September 11th was not a simple operation, he wrote. Could it be planned and executed without coordination with intelligence and security services or without their extensive infiltration? Of course, this is just an educated guess, he concluded to Bush. Why have the various aspects of the attacks been kept secret? Why are we not told who botched the responsibilities? And why aren't those responsible and the guilty parties identified and put on trial? All governments have a duty to provide security and peace of mind for their citizens. Ahmadinejad knows his leadership has been targeted for decapitation, and only by shining a bright light on the omnipresent possibility of a stage war provocation on the part of the neocons, such as the Bush-Blair fake Saddam UN plane shoot-down memo, can he offset a likely entry to the airstrike on Iran? And now, of course, we also have President Hugo Chavez. Like Ahmadinejad, President of Venezuela Hugo Chavez is rightly obsessed with the intentions of the Bush regime to overthrow his government, having already been the subject of a CIA kidnapping on a previous occasion. 6 months before, Chavez gave a speech in which he lent credence to the notion that 9/11 was a self-inflicted wound. This website reported on 9/11 activists holding private meetings with Chavez and his cabinet in anticipation of a political and potential Venezuelan government investigation into 9/11. Through the formation of this inquiry is still an open question. Chavez's public questioning of 9/11 earlier this month left no doubt as to who he thinks was behind the attack. You can click and watch the video of him talking about it and calling for an investigation. Hugo Chavez, quote, "The hypothesis that is gaining strength, which was said on television last night and which could soon blow up, was that it was the same U.S. imperial power that planned and carried out the terrible terrorist attack or act against its own people and against citizens of the world. Why? To justify the aggression that was immediately unleashed on Afghanistan, on Iraq, and the threats against us all, against Venezuela, too. Since our plea for influential power brokers worldwide to blow the whistle on state-sponsored terror, the threshold, the level of understanding about 9/11 has been given a new lease on life. Well, I don't think it ever didn't have a lease on life. It's just been exponentially growing ever since then. The grounds of consciousness are fertile, and now is the most opportune time for whistleblowers, government officials, and any individual of credible standing to add their voice to the chorus of truth and rise up in unison against this global crime syndicate. And so I did babble through that article because I think it's extremely, extremely important. Okay, I'll get into global warming a little bit later here. Al Gore's calling. He says, we don't need a tax on our wages. We need a global tax on pollution, i.e. the energy tax. But they have no intention of getting rid of the income tax. They're just going to add new taxes. And by the way, this new energy tax will be international. It will be global. It is the dream of world government. It is the true mechanism that will take world government from already being quite robust, but in its current form will be seen as fledgling compared to what it will grow into overnight and the new powers of taxation. So we'll get into that and how it ties into global warming. Right now, this is out of the Jerusalem Post. Expert: tactical nukes need to blast Iranian defenses. This is by Ryan Nadell, the Jerusalem Post. Tactical nuclear weapons would be required to penetrate the defenses Iran has constructed around its nuclear facilities, according to Colonel Shalom Movaz, an international consultant on terrorism and intelligence and a research fellow at the Institute of Counterterrorism at the Interdisciplinary Center in Herzliya. The colonel argued that any preemptive action, not necessarily launched by Israel against Iran's nuclear facilities, would need to employ tactical nuclear weapons. The Iranians have invested a lot of money to hide their weapons and infrastructure underground. The most sensitive items are below the surface, he said. Well, that's not really true. And studies have been done on this. They might have to drop 10, 15, 20 conventional bunker busters on each of the sites, but they know where all the exhaust ports are. They know where the different entrances are, the different maintenance shafts are. And they can absolutely pound all the entrances and all of the side shafts and entryways into huge piles of rubble and totally damage the facilities, if not destroy them. And we have President Bush a few months ago. We had newspapers here talking about how they've developed all these mini nukes, these baby nukes. And we know they've delivered the jackets, they've delivered, that is, the payload delivery systems, the missiles themselves, to Israel, hundreds and hundreds of them. And we know that our own government and the Bush administration have floated the idea of a preemptive nuclear strike on Iran. This is genocidal. This is psychopathic. This is totally criminal. This is war crime at every level. But you've got an average bestial American out there who just likes the idea of dropping nukes on people, and they are in love with this idea. You hear it. It's like a religious sacrament. Turn them into a parking lot. Instead of saying Hare Krishna like a Hare Krishna cult member, basically on talk radio, they just drone nuclear parking lot, nuclear parking lot, glass parking lot. I mean, it's literally And, of course, none of them can find Iran on the map, but that doesn't matter to them. So we'll get into this and what this will do if they nuke Iran. Some of the different scenarios. They run bad to worse. The best scenarios are absolutely horrible and will savage your pocketbooks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Why do the globalists want war with Iran? Well, right off the bat, it will more than double oil prices for at least 6 months. That is the average conservative estimate being put out by the big financial publications that study the effect of war in the Middle East on energy prices. And it will create a big political smokescreen for all the domestic scandals in England, Europe, And here in the United States, it will mean hundreds of billions on top of the current hundreds of billions in weapons contracts and by the hardware manufacturers in the ongoing conflict in Iraq that will then expand into Western Iran. Special forces troops for at least 2 years have been all over Iran. They have been lasing targets, preparing targets, picking targets, surveilling these remote nuclear sites, these enrichment sites, missile development sites, other military sites. And at the bare minimum, if there's an attack on Iran, and they're talking about hitting anywhere between 13 and 214 sites, depending on what federal announcement or what Army document we look at, we've got a whole spectrum of them out there. They're looking at, in fact, Haaretz is reporting 13 to 16 sites right now that Israel may go ahead and just hit. Those are the absolute bare minimum they'll hit. And if Iran is attacked, the question is, if they do nothing and just lay there, you will still see massive increases in fuel prices. Oh, by the way, let me just respond to this now. People are going, man, look at oil prices fall. Oil back down to $60 a barrel. It was $30-something dollars a barrel 2.5 years ago. I mean, just a few years ago, it was $1.30, $1.40 a gallon. Now it's $2.50 a gallon, and people are thinking this is some super deal. Oh, it's not $3, $3.15, $3.40 a gallon. Oh, man, see how they train you? During the summer, every summer, they jack it up higher and higher each time, and then in the fall and winter, it drops back down 30, 40, 50 cents, and people go, oh, what a great deal, and they jack it up even more the next year. Oh, man, I'm getting a deal. It's only $2.60 a gallon. Wowzer. But anyways, I'm digressing. Iran has said that they are going to attack the Persian Gulf, and they've got all those platforms out there. They've got all those weapon systems out there. They have got special forces pre-deployed, ready to attack, civilian shipping. And, of course, they'll be called terrorists if they fight back. Fighting back is called terrorism. Okay, let's call it terrorism. If they're attacked with nuclear weapons, as Israel and the U.S. are saying they may do, then Iran, how dare them, will actually fight back. So next time you're being mugged, do not fight back. Or imagine, I guess the police will come and arrest you. In fact, that actually now happens in the U.S., so I shouldn't joke about it. You're not supposed to defend yourself. I forgot. And it's Iran could roll out some really horrible secret weapons. We know they got a bunch of chemical weapons. There's a lot of talk of Iran will just conventionally pour across the border into Iraq, and they will be joined by their allies who are the majority in Iraq, and then you'll have a huge guerrilla ground war going there that makes the Tet Offensive look very small in comparison. That's kind of the middle of the road. Of course, the really bad scenario that I think will probably happen is our government will touch off a nuke or a bioweapon here in the U.S. or England, blame it on Iran, go ahead and just hit all their major cities with nukes, go ahead and invade places like Syria, go ahead and hit Damascus with the nuke, have total martial law clamped down. They'll actually probably roll a throne out. Bush will start ruling from a throne. And by the way, I'm not joking. We weren't joking about anything in the past. This is the plan. And it will be the end of the country, and they'll grab your bank accounts. They will deep six the economy. Of course, it will all be blamed on Iran. Your neighbors will go serve the government, do whatever the government says in the promise that the cheeseburgers and beer will continue to flow. And we will enter the new dark age, and one world government will be here, and they will totally get rid of the borders. We'll be the North American Union, and they will then manipulate the U.S. like they manipulate Iraq by breaking it into several parts, and the Southwest will be a greater Mexico, and they're really doing it. So that's what the New World Order has in store for us. And don't think for a minute they won't attack Iran. Don't think for a minute. By the way, I have two more articles on this subject. You know, I went over the Jerusalem Post here saying that Iran needs to be nuked. I got two others.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Sophia Sopcich joins us. She has produced a new incredible documentary film, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions. It's going to be a three-part series. I can't wait to see the second two they're producing now. We carry it. We have it. One of the first to actually get it in DVD form. It is amazing. You need to get it. It's available right now via the Safe Secure Online shopping cart. At infowars.com. You can order via the Safe Secure Online video and bookstore at infowars.com. That's our pledge to you to try to have the best videos and books available on the global government, on the crime syndicate, on government-sponsored terror, not just the films I've produced, not just the books I've written or I've published, but other great works. Well, we have 9/11 Mysteries available right now on DVD via the Safe Secure Online shopping cart at Infowars.com. Or you can simply write to me, it's 1995, to Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. 9/11 Mysteries just focuses in on the controlled demolitions, full-length feature, just on the controlled demolitions alone. It's got never-before-seen footage of the bombs going off, never-before-seen experts going public, engineers, architects. I mean, I was amazed. George Humphrey had seen a rough cut of it about a month ago, and he said, wait till you see this. And about 2 weeks ago, I got the final, and I said, I got to carry this as soon as it comes out. Well, we got it day one. Ladies and gentlemen, we have it right now. You need to get it. It is available. And while you're at it, get a copy of Terror Storm, the most powerful film I have ever produced. It covers the wide spectrum, the history of government-sponsored terror, USS Liberty, Gulf of Tonkin, what Hitler did, the overthrow of Iran in 53, right through Madrid, 7-7, the latest 9-11 revelations, so professionally done, the lies to take us to war in Iraq, the NSA spying, the latest torture information. Somebody sees this film, it will wake them up. And it's got 66 minutes of extras just from the L.A. conference and then some other extras as well. The total runtime is over 3 hours on one DVD. So please get Terror Storm today, available via infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And when you get the videos, that also makes this broadcast possible. That's what funds this operation and what we do here. So please visit InfoWars.com and get Jim Marr's new excellent 9/11 terror conspiracy book. Get my new film, Terror Storm. Get Sophia's new great film, 9/11 Mysteries. And so you don't just support us, you support other great researchers like these folks as well. The ball is in your court. Take action. And you are authorized for educational purposes to make copies of my films. I want you to get Terror Storm. I beg you to make copies of it. Dump it to DVD. Dump it to disc. Dump it to computer. Dump it to VHS. Toll-free number again, 888-253-3139. Or you can simply go to InfoWars.com and order via the Safe Secure online shopping cart. If you become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can download Terror Storm in a super high-quality version if you've got a high-quality cable modem or T1, but it's four different versions depending on your connection rate. All 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, all the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium, both days are up there, my speech from Dallas, Jim Marr's speech from Dallas, a bunch of the stuff's already up there from New York, four members of Prison Planet. TV. We have several people just dedicated to that, making it the best site out there, we think, on the web for subscribers. So be sure, and if you haven't got a membership for 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, prisonplanet.tv, go get one today. All right, we're going to go to your calls. I gave the number out earlier, the folks running the show are so accustomed to me not taking calls in the first hour, they didn't hear that cue, so they haven't been going to the phones and getting your calls. Here is the number again for you, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And it's always great to have first-time callers, but regular callers are welcome as well. First-time callers do go to the head of the line. Only trumped by someone who disagrees with me. You go directly to the head of the line. But before we do go back to your calls, I want to get into the news a little bit more. So we have Israel, the United States, the White House. And the White House leaked to major publications a few months ago. It's being echoed again by big Israeli strategists that there is an open desire to hit Iran preemptively with a balled fist with mini hydrogen bombs. I guess that's thermal nuclear. And, of course, there's no such thing as a mini nuke. This will turn the mountains that these bases are built into the sides of. It will turn large sections of the mountains into slag heaps. The weapon will, of course, penetrate upwards of 50 feet before detonating and will blow out the entire side of the hillside or mountain and cave in the secret bases beneath and, of course, eject large amounts of radioactive particles into the atmosphere. You know, they don't just detonate nuclear warheads a half mile, a mile, 2 miles, 3,000 feet, 10,000 feet. There's many different air bursts, but what's the average, about 3,000 feet? They don't just detonate these up high to get maximum destructive yield from the warhead. But that's one of the main reasons. You detonate it above ground because then you get the full radiated impact of the blast not dissipating into the ground, but blasting out in a blast wave, frying whole cities, leveling whole cities, and then radiating surrounding areas instantly. Yes, the government is openly talking about bombing hundreds of sites with nukes in Iran in just open, naked, savage, bloodthirsty, mass-murdering, polluting aggression. And this is meant to terrorize the few rogue nations, that is, countries that are still sovereign, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. This is about global dictatorship. We are playing the part of the bad cop for global government, out enforcing, threatening to nuke everybody. When I say we, I mean the criminals that have hijacked our government. And they are publicly, they are calmly talking about nuking between 13 and 214 sites in Iran. And when a weapon detonates at zero sea level or when it detonates below Earth, it then creates all these different isotopes, all these different configurations, all these different types of fallout with the different metals that it combines with. If there's naturally occurring cobalt, that creates particularly nasty, very poisonous, and extremely radioactive isotopes that very low-level exposure to kills you. And that's in the extreme, but very common. But even in the lesser extreme of quick cell growth diebacks, your gums, your teeth falling out, your intestines liquefying, things like that. It's just all sorts of problems when it binds with steel, when it binds with lead, when it binds with iron, when it binds with all the different things that it's going to come in contact with when at point-blank range, a warhead detonates inside a facility. Not to mention, if they hit a uranium enrichment facility, it is going to cause a huge Chernobyl-type cloud. And the government admits that when it bombs these nuclear facilities, that it will cause a huge poison cloud of radiation, much larger than Chernobyl, to drift around haphazardly. But, again, the globalists don't care, folks. In the past, they would tell the troops, don't breathe DU. Now they just say it's good for you. They just don't issue the field manuals. The field manuals, they didn't even change those. It still says it's deadly and kills the troops, but now they just don't issue the manuals. And it won't just be the troops. It'll be your children huffing the radiation clouds from this. That, by the way, there are major winds, major jet streams that stream right across from east to west, right across the Midwest, right through the Carolinas, right through Texas, right through Ohio, right through Indiana, right through Illinois, right through California, just right through the entire United States. And I know, if Bush says radiation's good, it is, and you can go out and maybe they'll start selling uranium pills as nutritious at the store. They already say mercury's good for you, so imagine open discussion of nuking Iran, and then every time Iran says, well, if you nuke us, we'll fight back, they take it out of context and say, Ahmadinejad threatens to strike U.S. And the average dumbed-down neocon follower out there hears that and says, well, see, we need to hit them. Ahmadinejad just threatened us again. So, more calls for that. Here's a little CNN clip. Retired Colonel, we are conducting military operations inside Iran right now. Evidence is overwhelming. And let's go ahead and just play a short section of this clip.
military strike against Iran, and would it lead to all-out war? Joining us now is retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner. He's taught strategy and military operations at the National War College, the Air War College, and the Naval War College. Colonel, thanks very much for coming in. You've just prepared a paper for the Century Foundation entitled Considering the U.S. Military Option for Iran. You speak to a lot of people plugged in. What is your bottom line? How close, in your opinion, is the U.S., the Bush administration, to giving that go-ahead order?
It's been given. In fact, we've probably been executing military operations inside Iran for at least 18 months. The evidence is overwhelming.
Well, let me impress you on that. When you say it's been given, the president says he wants diplomacy to work to convince the Iranian government to stop enriching uranium, to not go forward. I would tell the Iranian people that we have no desire for conflict, he told David Ignatius of the Washington Post the other day. So what does that mean, the order has been given?
We are conducting military operations inside Iran right now. The evidence is overwhelming from both the Iranians, Americans, and from congressional sources.
What is military operation? Sure. Define that.
Sure. They probably have had two objectives going back 18 months. The first was to gather intelligence. Where is the Iranian nuclear program? The second has been to prepare dissident groups for phase two, which will be the strike, which will come as the next phase, I think.
Preparing intelligence, that's understandable, using all sorts of means. They want to know what the Iranians are up to in terms of their nuclear program. But are you suggesting that U.S. military forces, special operations forces, or others are on the ground right now in Iran?
Yes, sir. Certainly. Absolutely clear. The evidence is overwhelming from lots of sources. And again, most of them you can read public. You know, Seymour Hersh has done good work on it, and there are lots of other people who have done that. I've talked to Iranians.
Okay, we're going to go to Issa and getting a really bad echo there, guys. We're going to go to Issa and Charles and Sean and others coming up here in just a few minutes. But let me just go back to what Wolf Blitzer, Mr. CIA, as they're saying, along with him and the rest of the CIA crew at CNN. And I'm not saying everyone in every division of CNN is CIA, but Anderson Cooper and the key news gatherers are, folks. That we told you that years ago, now it's public. But side issue, it's the same story. Oh, Bush wants diplomacy with Saddam. Bush is giving him an ultimatum. Bush just wants him to work. Bush is giving him his last chance. We told you that was balderdash long before they actually launched the attack on Iraq. And now all the news articles and the memos and the eyewitnesses have come forward that there was never an intention to not attack Iraq. They just have to go through the motions. And for 2 years, I keep saying 2 years, it's like two and a half, almost three now. Cy Hirsch reported on it, a year ago, and he said they'd already been there a year and a half. And, you know, there's special forces all over the country. Every few weeks, some dam gets blown up or a bunch of people get shot. Our criminal government's in there funding a bunch of revolutionaries to go around shoot police and other stuff. I mean, it's the same thing our government's been doing to Iran for 53 years. No wonder the Iranians hate us so much. But, again, the average American doesn't even know what a covert operation is. They can't find Iran on a map, but they've got their opinion about Iran. Let me just explain something again to the neocon listeners out there. You are seen in the same vein as Ahmadinejad by this government. You understand? You're seen as cattle. You're seen as property. You're seen as a slave. You're seen as someone to be kept in the dark, to be used, to be fed on, to be thrown to the side. You understand that? Stop being naive. The people in control of our government are dismantling the country right now. What does it take to get you to realize that? You're being laughed at, okay? I'm talking to you straight. You got slick PR firms who package lies and feed it to you. And it's time that you realize there's nothing more pathetic than somebody who's being conned and manipulated And even when you sit there and you tell them, hey, this is a scam, you're being scammed, they still laugh at you and they go back and get scammed again and again and again and again and again. Look, I know it's tribal. I know it's fun to hate people overseas. I know it, but if you want to get tribal, why don't you hate all these illegal aliens who do hate this country and say they're going to overthrow it? I mean, I've got the Houston papers here in front of me. People are finally freaking out over the fact that they pledge allegiance to the Mexican flag in Houston and some of these schools. Well, of course they do. It's the end of the country. Do you understand? Large sections of Texas are openly called Mexico and the Mexican flag flies over government buildings. You understand Mexican radio right here in Austin says that they are taking over Texas and that whites are going to be killed? I mean, do you understand, folks? This is not a joke. University of Texas, head of Chicano Studies, Arlington. In fact, I played clips. I might have digged those out again and play them again. Says that they are, he's changed his view. Before it was all white males had to die. Now all whites have to die. You go, man, that's racist. Yeah, but it's in the government's plan. They're never going to let them do it. Don't worry. They're going to, you know, totally set them up. But in that setup, they're going to break down the Southwest and make it an international area. All right, we'll come back, take some calls. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Let's take a few calls right now. Issa, North Carolina, welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I just was calling about, what do you know about this cancer rates around the world? Are they going up?
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but cancer worldwide every decade goes up exponentially. All these new forms of cancers, and then normally occurring cancers, things that we've seen in the past are radically increasing as well. Much of it is not just linked to more carcinogenic material, but genetically engineered foods with enzymes and amino acids and genetic structures our bodies have never encountered. Also, the cancer viruses that are in so many of the vaccines have been directly linked to a lot of the new cancers that are sprouting up. Childhood cancer is off the charts. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, because that's why, because I have two family members. My wife, her sister just died just 2 weeks ago with cancer, you know, over in Morocco. And my aunt, she has cancer. She has stage four cancer. And, you know, I tried to tell her about alternative therapy, but, you know, she's not listening. But that's why I was, it just seemed kind of fishy, you know, cause it just seemed like, you know, everyone knows someone who has cancer now. It just.
Well, Lisa, I'll tell you why the globalists are in control. In the 1920s, the Rockefeller Foundation, Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, went out and bought up most of the big research hospitals. And they studied cancer.
Yeah.
And they studied how to splice out the tissues, how to find viruses that caused it. And then they simultaneously got into vaccine manufacture. And it is in mainstream history books that the Rockefellers are linked to cancer. And then, so today, here they are, their foundations, owning many of the hospitals, owning the big drug companies, and the evidence is clear that they have been intimately involved in spreading cancer. I mean, these are some cold-blooded people, folks. When you die of cancer, they're going to take most of the money you made in your life and give it to themselves. Anything else, Issa?
No, that's it. I just seem kind of fishy, you know, just that everyone seems like they know someone who has cancer because it's crazy. But that's
it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Thomas in Germany, first-time caller. Welcome, Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Hi, I got a few questions about what's going on. I mean, I work over here in Germany on a military post, and there's a couple of cities around here that I visit occasionally. Like, this one city is called Erlangen, and I went to... My friend showed me this video place where you can self-rent videos. It's like a video automat type place. But in order to get this video, you have to submit an electronic fingerprint. And when I was, I haven't had a chance to actually question him as to why you need a fingerprint. And I went to Budapest last month, and like every street corner you go to, there's like cameras that point every five directions. And the more I look around the city I live in, which is Hamburg, the more I start noticing all this big brother watching you everywhere you go.
Let me ask you a question. I'll hold you over from Deutschland. Don't hang up, Thomas.
Okay.
But how long have you been listening to the show?
I've been listening to the show. My friend, he was from the States, and he came over here to work with me, and he introduced me to you. And it took me a long time to get my eyes to open.
Well, just stay there. We're going to break and come back, and I'll tell you. See, everything's going to be self-serve. You're going to have the thumbprint. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.